You're with Clement Maniatella. 702.
All right, so we have been broadcasting live from the Young Professionals Seminar that's being hosted by the Department of Public Works. We've got the Minister now of Public Works, Sihle Zikalala. Minister, thank you so much for your time. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having us in your program.
You've spent some time interacting with the young professionals and the practitioners in the build industry because you want to address the skill shortages in this industry. What did the young professionals raise with you about their respective industries?
Well, the main challenge has been the question of getting support at a tertiary level, which as the department we are addressing partly. But the second stumbling block they have faced has been the issue of the registration, where they will find it difficult after even qualifying to register, because you have to register with relevant councils. And that's why here we have brought the Council for Built Environment so that they will unpack the registration process. But eventually we would want to have a database of all professionals while they are going through their academic studies, and ensure that after their studies they are then enrolled into mentorship programs, eventually get registered, so that this stumbling block will be addressed.
So post that registration, do you also absorb as the department and as broadly government, do you absorb and employ these young professionals?
We absorb them as the Department of Public Works. Hence, there are a number of them who are here either as deputy directors now or directors having gone through this program. So we absorb them. But we want to also maximize coordination with other departments, such as the Department of Transport, Department of Human Settlement. We need to maximize coordination so that we create more opportunities.
Yeah.
But we cannot also undermine the fact that once they get skills, they then become very strategic for the private sector. And therefore, it often happens that we train them, we give them experience, then the private sector poach them.
Because it pays them more.
It will pay them more,
yeah,
and number of benefit. But that should not be our frustration. Ours should be to ensure that all of those who are in this program do not regress to unemployment.
Okay, so do you, because also I suppose as government, do you try be competitive in the salaries you offer them, or do you feel we've already done enough in taking them through these mentorship programs, through registration? They've also given back to government because maybe they understand that responsibility. So when they make the decision to go to the private sector, you've done your part. They've also given back some years.
Quite correctly. They would have given back to government, contributed in the development and building the capacity of the state. Obviously, because of competitiveness, private sector will have that edge, and then they would want to go for greener pastures, which we cannot constrain them. But there are those who remain and grow within the government.
Okay. Minister, thank you very much. That's Sihle Zikalala, the Minister of Public Works, joining us here as we are broadcasting live from the Young Professionals Seminar in Pretoria. We've been at Minlin Protea Hotel at the Fire and Ice Hotel.